To this morning, I wanted to just talk a little bit about John chapter 13. It was something very interesting going on there with Jesus and his disciples, and they went up to the upper room. This was the last time that Jesus was going to be with these guys, his friends, his disciples. The last time he was going to have an opportunity to speak with them, and the last time he was going to be able to impart something important to them before he went to the cross. And so, you know, it's very interesting. What was he thinking? What had he observed all this time being with his disciples? What lesson did he feel like they needed to learn that was going to be not only important to them, but important to us and the entire body of Christ? What lesson was he going? Now, these guys, remember, they were going to have to carry on after Jesus left. He was depending on them to take over where he left off and continue to lay a great foundation and build upon that foundation the church. And we know that the foundation was built on the prophets and the apostles. And so what was he going to say to them? He's getting ready to die. Like, if you had a few hours to live and your family came around your bedside, what do you think you would say to them before leaving here? What would be very important for you to get out to them? And so this is the place where Jesus was with his disciples. Now, they were in an upper room getting ready to have a dinner there, a supper there. And all the disciples came into that upper room, and they all sat down, and they were all sitting at the table with Jesus. Now, the problem with that is that there was no one that understood what should have been done when they walked into the door. When you walk into a door in a Jewish home, there's a few items there. There's a basin with water. There is a pitcher of water, rather. And then there's a towel. There's a basin, there's a pitcher of water, and there is a towel at the Jewish door. And what happens is, when a person walks in the door, the servant or the lowest person in the home is supposed to wash the feet of the guests that come in into that house. And so, again, all the disciples, they walked in, and all of them had a seat there at the table with Jesus. And and Jesus, in the middle, right in the midst of them, at that dinner that they were having, Jesus stood up, and he began to disrobe himself. He began to take off his outer garments, and he went and he grabbed the servant's towel, and he began to wash the disciples' feet. What was that all about? Well, the lesson that the disciples needed to learn, because they all walked in the door and took a seat. What they should have did was the first person that got in should have saw that there was no servant there and took over as the servant. The lesson that Jesus wanted to get to his disciples, his last dying message to them, was, you all have failed to realize that you are servants. And so they passed by the pitcher, they passed by the servant's towel, they passed by the basin, and went and had a seat. And so Jesus stood up. Can you imagine somebody standing up at the dinner table and start to take off their clothes? So this got their attention. And now they're trying to figure out, what is he getting ready to do? He's getting ready to teach as the master teacher always taught, and help them to understand before leaving here that you all are servants and you missed it. Nobody felt the need to stop at the door and wash any feet, because, you know, they say, hey, man, we hanging with Jesus. You know, we don't do that. You know, it's like in our churches today, you know, people that are close to the pastor, close to the bishop, you know, they feel like it's just certain jobs that they don't have to do because they're close to the leadership in some kind of way. And so they be hanging with the leader, like that, like the disciples say, hey, man, we with Jesus. We don't, you know, where's the servant at? And they fail to understand that they were servants. Jesus told them in John chapter 13 that whoever is going to be great, the greatest among you, will be your servant, will be your minister. And that's all the word minister means, is servant. So when you say, I'm minister so-and-so, you can easily say, I'm servant so-and-so. But we don't have a view of ourselves that way. And it's up to God to promote us. You know, Joshua could not be what he was to God until he was what he needed to be to Moses. He could not be called a servant. Joshua could not be called the servant of God until he first became the servant of Moses. See, we have to understand, we got to get back to this. And part of the problem in the Western culture here, where we all live at, is we're not used to kings and queens and those type of governments. And so we live in a government. We live here in the United States, and in the United States, you know, they rebelled and they felt like they were living in unjust conditions in England and Great Britain, and they left for their independence. They declared their Declaration of Independence from England, and now that same spirit is here in the United States with all of us. We got this independent thing, we got this freedom thing, and we don't understand that it's crept into the church. And the United States is a democracy, and democracy simply means people rule. And so of the people, by the people, for the people. But the church is a theocracy. It is God rule. Theocracy is God rule. And so it is important for us to realize how even our culture has us the way we are in the church. We can't even serve God without serving people. It's no such thing as serving God without serving the people of God in many different factions. And so we can't just leave it up to a few people to do that. We are all servants. And the greatest lesson that Jesus wanted every one of us to understand, as he did with his disciples, his last words, his last teaching to them was, "You have forgotten all the time we've been together these last 3 years. You still don't realize that you are a servant." And there is no big I's and no little U's in the kingdom of God. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that the last will be first and the first would be last. And Paul spoke about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and talked about the least of us and the least gifts of us that we may have are more important. You know, it's like the heart. The heart is a little organ in the body, but let it stop. You know, we would have problems if our heart stopped. And it's just like the janitor in the church is people that have menial tasks in the church. You know, we don't look at them with high esteem. But let something happen for about a month and nobody's able to clean the bathrooms and vacuum the carpet and those things that need to be done, it would be a mess. And so it is important for us to recognize that everybody in the house of the Lord has a significant role to play, but we are all servants. And the greater your position as an elder, pastor, bishop, the greater servant you become. And I believe that this is a message that the body of Christ really need to understand and really need to take a look at John chapter 13 and see what Jesus was talking about. I mean, the disciples wanted to know who was going to be on the right hand, who was going to be on the left hand when Jesus entered into his kingdom. And then the two sons of Zebedee, they brought their mother, and she came and she worshiped him. And you know, they went a little low there, bringing their mom, trying to use mom to get in a position. But of course, Jesus recognized, and he said, "Hey, you know, whoever's going to be greatest in the kingdom, that person is going to have to become your servant, the greatest servant of them all." So how did Jesus leave his ministry as king? We know he was King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And for you all that may not know, we are the kings that he's king of. We are the lords that he's lord of. He said, "I'm King of Kings." He's got to be. He has to have some kings to be king of. He has to have some lords to be lord over. So it's important for you to understand this. But how did he leave his ministry? How did he go out as a king? How did the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords go out? He didn't go out with a sword in his hand. He wanted his ministry, he wanted his life to be identified. He wanted the church to have an identity. But he didn't go out with a sword in his hand as his scepter. He didn't go out with a crown as his scepter. But the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, the master that we serve and that we worship this morning, he wanted to go out of this world with his scepter being a servant's towel. out of all the glory. He left all the glory to come here and to be what he needed to be for us. And he wanted us to know that the greatest thing that we can do in the earth and as we serve the Lord is to be servants. It wasn't about how well he could preach. And none of that mattered to Jesus. The lesson, I think, is so important for us to know. The last thing he wanted us to get was you are servants. And he used a servant's towel to show them that I am the greatest servant of them all. And that's why when he rose from the grave, he rose with all power, because he served well, not just the Father in heaven, but he served the people of God. And he served them outside of that church, outside of the synagogue. He wasn't always stuck in a building. Our ministry, people are not going to just walk to our church and just, some people get there by invitation and other things, but we got to go to where the people are. That's what Jesus did. If you read the scriptures, if you read the gospel, you didn't see Jesus always inside of a building ministering. Most of his ministry was outdoors where the people were. He even made a boat his pulpit. He had to get a boat and go out so he could have some elevation to minister to the masses of people. So I want to leave that word with you today, that it is so important for us to realize who we are. We are all servants of the Most High God, and we should be serving one another and not allowing our head to get big because we are in certain positions. We have a certain title, but it's not about any of that. Your title simply means you are a greater servant than the person that don't have one. And so let's learn the lesson from Christ, and let's learn the importance of serving, and let's learn with how he went out. He said, I don't want to go out with a sword or a crown on my head, but he went out by disrobing himself and grabbing the servant's towel. Are you willing to grab the servant's towel this morning? Are you willing to acknowledge the fact that you are a servant? I don't care if you're a bishop, elder, pastor, if you're the adjutant to the bishop, it doesn't, none of this matters. Are you willing to pick up the servant's towel? Are you willing to wash the feet of that person that just came off the street into the church? Or do you think you're too good to do that? You know, we got to be careful, because the scripture teaches us in Hebrews chapter 13 that we could be entertaining angels and don't even know it. Yeah, you don't know the people that you may disrespect or the people that you have your nose up in the air at. You know, sometimes we forget God delivered us from drugs and alcohol and many other things. And then we get in church, you know, and we can rub two nickels together. Now we think we're somebody, and we're looking at people like, you know, what's wrong with them? Well, you used to be them. You're saying when you forget who you are, you're on your way back there. When you forget where God brought you from, believe me, you're on your way back there and you don't realize it. And so my message this morning is servanthood. We all are servants one to another. Beware of the people and how you treat them in the streets or wherever you may go, because remember, there could be an angel there, and you could be in a test and not even know it for your promotion. Your promotion could be on the way, and God is sending an angel looking a certain way to see how you would respond. May God bless you again, and I pray that your services will be blessed this morning. And I invite you once again to come to United Christian Fellowship at 10 o'clock. This morning, a 7 o'clock Bible study. Don't forget about our School of the Prophets and our marriage maintenance workshop that's coming up May the 18th. We pray that your life will continue to be enriched by God, and I thank you for listening this morning. And come out and let me know that you came as a result of what you heard this morning on the radio and all that we've done here with Mr. Slade and Gospel for Jesus. May God bless you.
I want to thank you, Bishop, for bringing us a word from the Lord this morning.
I am so happy to be able to do that.
That's a powerful word, Bishop. Powerful word. Sometimes, you know, we let our pride get in the way. Sometimes it just sneaks up on us, and we don't realize what we're doing in the church.
Yes, absolutely. And that's really sad, but it can happen. It can happen. You know, we all have that independent spirit from Western culture, and we need to know that we're servants one to another.